Chapter 4. I therefore, a prisoner in the Lord, urge you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being eager to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body, and one Spirit, even as you also were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. But to each one of us was the grace given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts to people. Now this, he ascended, what is it but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. He gave some to be apostles, and some, prophets, and some, evangelists, and some, pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, to the work of serving, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature person, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may no longer be children, tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of people, by cleverness and deceitful schemes, but speaking truth in love, we may grow up in all things into Him, who is the head, Christ, from whom all the body, being fitted and knit together through that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, makes the body increase to the building up of itself in love.